Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
What's the reason, Duck? I'm here. Rome's here. Keenan Allen, top five defense that we had last year. We're here. So I'm excited. I know everybody's excited. The Bear fans are excited.
Our system's working. It's time to win.
There's something inside that they can't get to, that they can't touch. It's yours.
What are you talking about?
Hope.
And a 13-3 lead for the Patriots has Soldier Field's faithful unhappy.
So this game right here, obviously, you know, as a head football coach, all disappointed, accepting accountability. You know, for everything.
After the 19th straight Chicago drive without a touchdown.
It just seems like everything is hard for Chicago offense. Everything is a struggle. Nothing is easy.
And it's 19-3 New England with 2:17 to play.
Are you confident in Matt right now, and why or why not?
Am I confident in my head coach? Yes, I'm confident in my head coach.
Yeah, like I said, we'll look at everything. I think it's look from everything from the top to the bottom and making sure that we're finding the answers.
He's full of crap. He should be fired right this minute.
This team is in total disarray, and after the third year of this, it's just totally unacceptable.
My observation is what happened yesterday really punctured the illusion that we as Bears fans had that we're finally a good organization.
Headed for the exits in Chicago. Never a good sign. Caleb Williams, just all he could do is shake his head. Frustration for the first round pick.
Hope. Let me tell you something, my friend. Hope is a dangerous thing. Hope can drive a man insane.
The official adventures of...
And now, live from Las Vegas at Circa Resort and Casino, home of the world's largest sportsbook, it's the Spiegel and Holmes Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, you can put your hope away. You got skeptical and cynical hosting the afternoon show today here on The Score for reasons that they absolutely deserve. Welcome in. We are live at Stadium Swim here at Circa Casino and Resort. We are Matt Spiegel. We are Lawrence Holmes, Shane Reardon, Chris Tannehill. We are here as a group watching that nonsense that happened yesterday.
I think this is the most beautiful and exciting atmosphere that I've ever had an experience that miserable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that was a miserable experience. Like, we were all set up in the cabana with sound on the TV and, like, the red zone, you know, just the orgy of football on the big screen.
Oh.
Well, it is essentially, and it should, with an open tab. Lobster corn dogs?
You went right for those yesterday.
Dude, I was
like, even we sat down, you're like, time for lobster corn dogs. What?
Been thinking about it for months. I mean, seriously, that should have been one of the most joyful Bears game watching experiences of our lives. And the whole thing was miserable, was it not?
I gotta say, they catered to every need we could possibly have had yesterday.
Except mental health.
Well, no, Circa had nothing to do with that. They tried everything to cure that.
The sunshine is supposed to do that.
Yeah, theoretically. It did it
too. And the waitresses, I think.
But, you know,
in theory,
you're walking around, you know, and after that Bears game, I was just in shock. And you're walking around, and you got Chiefs fans. You got a group of Vikings fans who we saw yesterday here and at the D down the street.
And the Lions fans are all up in here.
Screw all those people.
But that's what I'm saying, though. And also, you had even the Eagles fans, the miserable Eagles fans, were here having a great time. And we looked down the cabana next to us with those guys that were Bears fans.
Yeah.
They were having a good time because it's still Circa, it's still Stadium Swim. But that loss hit all of us really hard yesterday.
Not in the second half. Those dudes were not having a good time in the second half.
Yeah. Straight up not having a good time.
I felt bad as soon as you guys left and it was just me and one of the clients that was here. We had like 15 beers left, all those lobster corn dogs. We had a couple pitchers of Mitch's vodka lemonades. I just brought everything to that group of Bears fans to the left.
Oh,
I was like, dude, we can't finish these. You need them as much as we do.
That's well done, Shane.
That's all. It's like, I don't want to solve my problems with alcohol, but sometimes it's just a lot easier.
I mean, considering, like, the venue, like, that's totally appropriate.
That's what I did. Speaks, what did I say to you? After I'm listening to David, Olin, and Pat on postgame,
yeah,
and I did what I thought was an adequate amount of postgame prep,
yeah,
what did I say? I grabbed a Modelo, uh-huh, and I was like, I am not going to let this team ruin this day here for me today.
That's
and
exactly
then I jumped
what
right
you said.
In the pool.
And,
yeah,
and you made your way into the pool. Yeah. Shane was in the pool with a cigar.
Mitchie went into the pool
yesterday. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, me and Steam went into the pool yesterday, but still, I mean, Lawrence, I envied your seat when we were watching the Bears game at the cabana because you had a great view of all the other games.
Yes.
Because all of them, every single one of them was better going into the slate than Bears-Patriots. They were laughing at us wanting sound for Bears-Patriots. And coming out of that slate of the noon games, it was even worse than that. And you were also watching the point spread.
That was my favorite part of watching the Bears at minus 6.5.
Uh-huh.
And then for it to move.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, Patriots minus 4. Then Patriots by 6.5.
Yeah, you almost bet it. You almost bet the Bears.
I almost bet the Bears in that moment. I was like, there's no way, right? Like, there's no way that they're not going to rally in this game against this team.
Dude.
They're not going to rally. They're not going to commit to the run yet again against a defense that was begging for them to commit to the run.
That 10-point lead was completely insurmountable. Like, you knew there was no shot that they're coming back from a 10-point lead. And then just the experience of watching it. Like, you laughed a couple of times, Lawrence. You laughed when three free rushers came at once. We were incredulous when on the same drive, I think it was the same series, they tried to move the pocket left.
And then
they couldn't even reset the pocket there, and Caleb got hit. Then they tried to move the pocket right, and they couldn't reset the pocket on that, and he threw the ball away. It was like they couldn't set a pocket. They couldn't move a pocket. They couldn't do anything.
These dudes took a special teams gunner, put him on the field as a spy on Caleb Williams, and that guy had the day of his life terrorizing the Bears quarterback.
Long-haired white dude who's not Anzalone or any other number of long-haired white linebackers that you've seen.
What was AJ Hawk.
Yeah, right. Is it Brooker?
Clay Matthews.
Yeah, any of them. Sorry.
Schooler, right?
I'm profiling. I know I'm profiling.
No, it's okay.
That's not right.
They fit the job.
And that's what you had. You had your quarterback get sacked 9 times. You had a game plan that is just questionable.
Yeah.
In what it is that they were trying to accomplish. You saw, like, all the things that Caleb did wrong himself.
Yes.
Throwing off the back foot, not letting stuff develop, throwing the ball out of bounds for another game where he struggles in those moments. And you just go, how is this anything that anyone thought was going to work? How do you walk into that game with the idea of, well, we'll end up passing it more than running it against a team whose rush defense was one of the worst in the NFL?
Because they couldn't rush the passer either, Lawrence. They had 8 sacks over their last 6 games combined. 8 sacks. And yesterday they had 9. It was pathetic. You guys, Shane and Tanny, you guys got a little window on how both me and Lawrence watch games. I had my little legal pad here. Lawrence had his big legal pad. Mine was like the little brother of the legal pad.
True alpha, yeah. Out legal padding you, you know.
I forgot to have a legal pad.
Lawrence brought his card table, too. You know, I was making photo stats all day.
Got to get a photo stat.
But Lawrence was definitely the alpha note taker. I agree with that. And but, like, I kept marking down. All right, let me make one signal when I think it's Waldron's fault. Let me make another signal on a play.
That.
Make another signal on a play when I think it's Caleb's fault, you know? And right, here we are with the little legal pad. And then I got a bunch of plays where both of those signals are down. Is this Waldron's fault? Is it Caleb's fault? And you wait for dissection from the tape watchers and also from the way they talk. Caleb says on the one, the awful DJ Moore screen pass on third and two where they lost 3 yards, he says he should have handed the ball off to Swift. He said that was his decision to not hand it off and to throw the DJ screen.
Okay, well, he's an idiot.
I don't know if he's taking the blame for something that he shouldn't, or if they're just giving. Have they given him too many decisions?
I think that it's possible that they've allowed him to freelance a little much, and that's why, like I kept saying to you guys yesterday, the Drake. I don't think Drake May's good, and Eric Barrister was like, "Well, what do you think of him now?" I still don't think he's good, but they understood the assignment. The assignment was, how can we most easily get a win? And so they gave him a run game. They stayed committed to it. And then they worked play action. Here's how crazy yesterday's Bears game was. These are my notes, right? Second quarter.
Okay.
I wrote down one of the biggest plays of the game. The third
and one. Third and six, right? Or third and one.
Third and one.
Yeah.
Hooper on the crosser.
Yeah.
Another explosive passing play. That was in the second quarter.
Third one was like a 24-yard gain or something like that, right? Yeah.
This guy, Hooper, was tearing them apart.
He really was.
Crossing the formation.
Their running back was running with purpose, too.
Yes.
Unlike guy on the other side.
Yeah.
Bouncing it to
loves the outside. To bounce it.
DeAndre loves to bounce it.
It's because he's weak.
I think he just wants to be a game breaker, and then they paid him and anointed him, like telling him that that's okay.
He probably needs someone as a hammer back that is going to run it up inside, but I get annoyed with him, and I know that he's got special talent, and we've seen some of it. But
their last touchdown, right?
Yeah.
They needed that, and he gave it to him.
What if I told you he's got a hammer back, Lawrence? What if I told you they don't use Roshan at all for anything?
He doesn't have enough speed to be a legit
But he's got enough power to at least push through a bad offensive line and show them that, hey, we don't always just run it to the outside.
Put
them both in the game at the same time.
You know what my theory is on the Swift thing is that they weren't going to run inside zone this year. Remember? They weren't going to run inside zone. And he's a real bad fit for inside zone. For outside zone, it's like, oh, go ahead, guy. Take it outside. And when you see the lane, you just take off. Inside zone, you got to go ahead and take your 3-4 yards when they're there. Or if there is space, then you cut back. He doesn't seem to be a good fit for that. You know who is Khalil Herbert. Khalil Herbert's actually a good fit for inside zone.
He is.
But they never gave him a
out.
Shot. No,
yeah,
it's gone.
Well, I will say, though, Khalil Herbert's first carry in Cincinnati, he fumbled. they put him into the game. He immediately fumbled. But still, it's so annoying that right in front of you, you had the answer to some of your offensive problems. And even if the way that I look at it, I don't know about the holistic fixing of the entire offense. But I know for one day, you should have had a better game plan than that.
Well, guess what? This whole year was supposed to be about winning. This is not about building something as volume one. This was supposed to be about winning. Every game plan was supposed to be about winning. This is winning time. I was hoping all along in the offseason they were going to ask Caleb to do very little. Like, and they even talked that game a little bit. Rely on your playmakers.
Right, and you should be able to ask him to do less because you have Roma Dunze, and because you have Keenan Allen, because you have DJ Moore.
And your defense. That should have been the entire thing should have been those kind of simpler designs. By the way, a texter saying he thinks I should have said smorgasbord instead of orgy of football. I'm going to defend the word choice. That's a 180-foot screen with 9 games on. That thing is sexy.
Yeah, I believe you said football Caligula during the break, and we tighten it up there to orgy.
That's Derek Stevens.
Shane, can the camera stretch far enough to let everyone see the screen?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I can just move it and go out there temporarily. Yeah.
You know what, Shane?
Yeah.
We should both go out there.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, you got our shorts on, bring the camera.
I just wanted to, just for scale purposes, I want, right. I want the audience to know exactly what it is that we were looking at
That's
yesterday.
That's right. And you decide what's a, what is a better word than that one.
Yeah, because I think that you're right. Yeah. I think football orgy is where it's at.
Unfortunately, the Bears showed up. There's always a bummer at one of those.
And you're going to see some things because it is Stadium Swim. All we're saying is that we want you to be able to understand how awesome our experience out here was. And then you tell us. Uh-huh. You tell us if it was a football orgy or
right.
not.
The Bears
Switch
are like,
mob?
The Bears are like John Candy showing up at a football orgy. You know what I mean? Like, oh, boy.
Here's our Stadium Swim Megalodon here. Our,
yes!
our version of this. There we go. At Megalodon's coming up a little bit later in the show also.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at directly outside of our cabana.
And you had a better view of that. Me, Shane, and Teddy just had to watch the Bears. It sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing place, and we can't say good enough things about Stadium Swim and the folks here at Circa.
Dude, there's no better place to watch an absolute disaster of a football team.
But I got to tell you, like, look, I've been gone from home the longest.
Dude, you were in Arizona for like a week and a half?
So if for me, it'll be 12 days by the time I get back.
Wow.
And when they were showing like the beauty, I was like, God, I miss home. And I miss home because of how bad that game was yesterday. Like, that was one of those things where you come into the studio on fire. Like, you miss being able to, like, take your favorite thing that you throw or squeeze and you take – because it's just – it's speaks. It's just dumb bleeping football. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, you started squeezing Shane during the show. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, that seemed inappropriate.
I really resent it around here. You know, you're angry about the football game, and you're trying to contain that anger and channel it on the radio show, and then like bring another play of tray of lobster corn dogs, or some tendies, like
or the really incredible fries that they have here that we've all bonded on.
Those fries are delicious.
They're really good.
I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know what type of
seasoning.
Is it crack?
I think it's crack.
I don't know if it's Old Bay or crack or whatever it is. I just know that it is fantastic.
It's a lot of sugar, I'll tell you that. There's
That's fine.
There's sugar in there.
In the fries?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Yeah, that is fine. We need to take a timeout, but when we come back.
He's not doing anything. He's thinking about everything. It's all on the table. He's open to anything, but nothing has happened so far.
Matt Eberflus, this guy. This bleeping guy. Let's talk Bears with you next on The Score.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.